Hey Matt, this is Mike Sumsky with Washington Home Solutions. How are you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. Bev gave me your number. I don't know if this is a bad time. I was just going to check in. You guys had emailed about the house, and I guess the tenant's moving out at the end of the month.
Yeah. And I know we had talked with you a couple times, and
sure.
I don't remember exactly how your deal works.
And do you have 3 or 4 minutes here?
Pardon me?
You have a few minutes that we can talk about it?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
My wife and I, we're full-time investors. So we buy and sell a lot of houses, and we got into doing rent-to-own for most of our properties, when the market crashed and it was kind of harder to sell homes. And, you know, since then, and as you may know, we've got a lot of buyers that are looking, and we don't get nearly as many houses to kind of satisfy the needs. So if you've got your place, if you're looking for rent-to-own, and we can kind of agree on price and terms that may work. What we can do is add your house to our inventory and then market it to some of the folks on our buyers list. And then they pay us for the opportunity to get the rent to own, which kind of nice because then it doesn't mean it costs you anything. So, we do get paid for the work, but we get paid from the tenant buyer.
That's cool.
And I think that you had... we kind of talked, I don't know, was it in July, about your current tenants? And were you, did they decide that they just weren't going to want to stay or purchase at all? Or?
They're moving elsewhere. So.
Okay. So what's your most important goal with this house? Just to get it occupied so you don't have the payment with the vacant house?
Well, I guess I'd like to just be done with it, you know?
Sure.
But okay. I don't know how feasible that is right now either. So.
Do you know what it might appraise for now?
You know, I'm not real sure. I can give you the address, and I haven't been there, in almost a year now either. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I looked it up on Zillow. That doesn't give us the best guess, but
I think
it's got it at around 209.
Gotcha.
I figured if you list it with an agent, you're going to be looking to probably... at, 10 to 12% selling cost if you get a full price offer, so which you're probably going to net somewhere just south of 190. But you owe, what, a little over 200 on it?
Yeah, well, like 203 is what we owe, but, when you get your payoff, I don't know, probably like 205 or 206 or whatever it works out,
Okay. You're going to have some closing costs. You'd probably have to get a sales price at about 209, I think, to break even. Just with your closing cost.
Gotcha.
You can sell out right now if you wanted, but then that means probably have to come out of pocket. And I don't think that's what you want to do, is it?
And so when you market it, like if we sign a deal with you, is that like a 90-day, a 6 month? What is it?
Well, it actually it's a non-exclusive agreement, so you can sell or rent on your own outside of it.
Gotcha.
So it's quite honestly, it's a pretty perfect solution because you can just keep on doing what you want. If you look to try to find a buyer or a renter, and that happens before we find a tenant buyer, then just call us up and
take it off your inventory.
Yeah, exactly. And then
wow.
So. Now, I saw the pictures that you had from maybe the last time you had it up on Zillow, and it looks like it's a pretty nice place. On the front photo, I kind of have a question because it looks like there's no pictures of the entire house all in one. Is it a standalone house or is it part of a duplex kind of?
No, okay. It's definitely a standalone in like a 50 house neighborhood there.
Okay. I didn't know if there was vehicles in the driveway or something and you didn't want to take pictures of that, but I just kind of have like a half garage.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
My wife took pictures. I don't know. Yeah, but there's like on the garage, and then the neighbor's garage is side by side. There's probably 20 feet between them, or it's not a big side yard. 10 feet each, maybe.
Sure.
On that side, the other side's bigger. But.
Okay. So basically, if you couldn't sell it and you otherwise had to rent it or rent to own, you're essentially looking to the best case scenario just to get out of the house without having to owe anything or and at least keep the payment covered until that time when somebody buys it.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Okay, and what's your monthly payment on the mortgage?
We got to buy weekly.
Okay.
$650 bi-weekly, so it worked out to kind of like $1,400.
Okay, and then how much have you?
that doesn't have our taxes or insurance in it either. So.
Got it. What were you renting it out to your other tenants for?
We rented it for $1,400.
For $14, okay.
Oh, so it was awesome. It was like, I don't know, $2,800 a year last year.
Okay.
That was market.
So if you know, one of the things you might know with rent to own is, we may be able to bump that monthly payment up a little bit. Rent to own typically gives you a little bit more than market rent, because what your goal is to get a tenant who's going to be paying a little bit more per month that would go towards the purchase. And then what happens is that money is credited back to them only if they buy. So, let's just say, and I, you know, I'd want to do some more research, but let's say you could get a payment of say $1,550 on the
$1,550 would be awesome.
So if you get $1,550, and how much is your loan get paid down every month? It's you're on a regular 30-year fix, right?
Yeah, and you know, it goes down pretty good. I haven't looked into it at all. You know.
Well, if let's just suppose that you could get $1,550. And then what you do is you offer a $250 credit for each month that they make an on-time payment. If they don't make the payment on the first, then they don't get the credit. But any monthly payment they pay on or before the first, they'll accumulate $250 that would go towards, say, a future down payment or the closing cost. That money, it's not like you have to take that money and sit it in an escrow account or anything, but... that's their incentive to go and go through with the purchase at the end of the lease. If they buy it, great. And, you know, you want to set it up so that whatever is paid down, whatever you have to credit to the buyer would also, you know, be coming off of your principal balance. So you're at the very end of it, you're breaking even without having to pay to sell.
Gotcha.
But that's kind of how it would be set up. So you'd say, hey, $1,550 is a payment instead of getting $1,400. Maybe credit $250 towards the purchase if they buy. And the sales price would be at a price that would allow you to cover all your closing costs and everything, and then walk away from escrow with either a little bit of money in your pocket or at least no worse than break even.
Not 10 grand out of our pocket or whatever.
Right, right. Yeah, that's probably what you'd have to pay if you were going to have to list it with an agent and try to get it sold.
Exactly.
So, you know, I would love to... I'd love to see the house, and you know, I have another an independent rep that's down over, and he lives in Lacey, and he handles my properties down over there. His name is Dave Spaulding. I might want to. Do you think this would be something you guys would want to do?
Well, I'm gonna talk with my wife, but I mean, it sounds like there's no reason why we shouldn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a no lose situation. It's been a good business for us because it's easy sell, and you know, makes my wife happy if we can make a small check from our tenant buyers. So. If you want to chat with your wife, give me a call back. All I've got is I have a one-page agreement, which is like it's essentially since we're not listing your house as a real estate agent, the way that we set it up is we put all the terms down on an option to lease option. That's the document we use. And then what we do is that gives us permission from you to market on our website. And then we essentially assign our rights to a tenant buyer with those terms. So the tenant isn't going to come and try to negotiate or anything. Off of what we put up there.
So normally you like sign like a 1 year lease, or does it depend on the person from them?
Yeah, you know, I guess I usually do anywhere from 1 to 3 years, and you can set it up.
Based on their credit, like if they're 3 years away, they will get a home loan then.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of based on how quickly you want to fill the property with a qualified tenant buyer. So. If you look at the big pool of buyers, there's probably three times as many people that would be able to qualify in 3 years than there is people that could qualify in 1 year. So, so what we try to do, you know, for my properties, what I like to do is I like to not really advertise a term, but when a buyer comes in, you know, I try to fit. We pull their credit, we put them in front of a loan officer, we figure out how long it might take to purchase, and then. Ideally, if we can get somebody who can buy it in 12 months, that's great. We usually will give an opportunity for them to extend if necessary. Now, the one thing, you know, let's say we get to a you know 12 months down the line, and this real estate market starts coming back, and now your property is moving up in value, and it's worth say $215 or $220. You know, you can always set it and give them an extension, which might include maybe an increase in price or maybe an extension fee, something that makes it at least fair to you to give them more time. And then also gives the tenant, you know, the tenant buyer the security that you're not going to pull the carpet out from under them if they can't get a get the loan in exactly 12 months.
Gotcha. Okay.
why don't you do this? Why don't you talk to your wife, and I'll be available this evening or, you know, tomorrow morning, whenever you want to call me back. And then what, ideally, if you'd like, if you've got nice photos of the house that we might be able to, we could even do some pre-marketing on it so that maybe see if we can line somebody up who would be able to move in January 1, keep you from having to have a vacancy. Yeah, you got my number, you got my email, so.
Okay, let me talk with my wife tonight, and we will give you a call probably in the morning.
Yeah.
One way or another, give you a heads up what we're looking at, but I'm going to sound. I don't see why it sounds like a win-win for me, so.
Yeah, awesome. All right, Matt, hey, great talking to you.
Thank you, have a good day.
All right, you too, bye. Okay, with that property, as you can hear from the recording, Matt and his wife had contacted us prior regarding our rent-to-own program. They had put a tenant in, and ultimately the people are moving out. So what I could have done is I could have tried to close a sale at the end and asked them about getting paperwork signed and everything, but I have a good feeling about them coming back and wanting to use the services. So anyway, we will follow up with them tomorrow morning if they don't call us back, and we'll see if we can get the lease option signed and get some photos. We'd like to do a video tour of the property, but if the tenants are in there right now, that may not be an option until they leave. So at least with the photos, we can get the marketing going. And that's it.